early in the morning, in the midst of the darkness, when everything feels like chaos, overwhelmed in grief, with spices to anoint their beloved who has died. The women are on the way to the tomb. They feel like there is nothing, no hope, no new way of living, for that has come to an end. Can things actually get better? Is there a better way to organize our life together? Is there a way of being in this world that isn't wrapped up in some getting almost everything and many getting nothing? Is there a way to see things that doesn't dehumanize anyone? The angels say, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? And there and then these women begin to live the new life God has brought them. They begin to hope, to realize God's reign and way of living, to see that something has been brought from nothing. The kingdom of God has come near. Jesus lives. Another way is possible. And even in the face of rejection and violence and hate and death, these things do not get the last word. Why do you look for the living among the dead? There is indeed a way of life. This is God's story, and God has swept us up into this new life. When it seems like there is nothing, we must remember God is an expert at creating something from nothing. We must remember that's what resurrection is. God's ultimate statement that there is hope. God's reaching into the chaos to reorder the world and reaching into the tomb to bring new life. We must remember that's what resurrection is. And we must remember that resurrection is. The kingdom of God has come near to us. God's way for the world, God's reality has not been stopped, has not been separated or taken far away. It is here among us. It keeps coming to us. Not even death stops the love and life of God for you and for me. So when we as individuals or organizations or churches or society have dug graves for ourselves through violence and selfishness and lies and arrogance and hate and addiction, God pulls us out of those graves and loves us back to life over and over again. You, the fullness of you, the real you, without any masks, without any should-be's or ought-to-do's. Not the Instagram idealized version of you, but the real thing. You are loved so profoundly by God that God has pulled you into God's own story of life, death, and resurrection. God is making you and all of us, the whole world, new. This is the good news of Easter, the good news of resurrection for the whole world. And yet sometimes it seems like an idle tale when we have not experienced it. The women share the good news. The women are the first to proclaim the gospel, to preach and teach the church. And yet the men think it's an idle tale. They have not yet experienced this new life. And so you continue to bear this good news. You proclaim it and you live it. You live resurrection. You live new life in order that all might experience the reality of God. God is making all things new. and new isn't perfect. New is messy, right? Think of starting a new company. Any entrepreneur or person involved in a startup that's struggling to get off the ground, that's messy. Think of those exhausted new parents or a child and toddler figuring things out for the first time. Think of figuring out a new job or what it means to be newly retired. Think about becoming sober. New is messy. A new knee or a hip. It's painful. You have to learn to do things again and perhaps in a different way for the sake of more life. Think of a new congregation seeking to be church together. New is messy, but new is real. As Reverend Nadia Bolz-Weber says, new is reconciliation between folks who may not deserve it. New is that first ounce of forgiveness you are able to muster. New is every time I manage to admit I don't know everything or admit that I am wrong. And each time I don't say I was right. I told you so. New is every act of welcome for those who have been pushed away. New is each risky beginning of a new friendship. New is letting go of what we thought we could not live without and then living without it. New is my encounter with Scott this week, who in the midst of life's busyness came to me and said, "I know it's a busy week. I just wanted to say blessed Holy Week and happy Easter." New is reaching out to somebody who is in the midst of busyness. New is mourning with those who mourn. New is sharing the credit for something great and taking the blame and owning your own responsibility. New is refusing to create victims and refusing to play the victim. New is recognizing and empathizing with the suffering of those around me, not just pretending like everything is perfect with me or with them. New life is messy and risky, and sometimes it's really strange, but it is also abundant. It is real connection with God and neighbor. It is being swept up into God's ongoing story, and new is what God is making all of us into. Easter is the new thing only God can give. It isn't the next thing or more of the same. God is making you new, making me new, making the whole world new right now and calling us to live that new life. God has reached into the tomb and brought Jesus to new life, and God reaches into the tombs we make for ourselves and brings us to new life again and again and again. That is resurrection. That is Easter, and that is good news.